Rush hour is a pain in the neck. No one is going to argue that. But could the addition of carpool lanes to freeways help ease that pain?
There's no doubt that some people will be annoyed, but hopefully that gets people to pause and think, I wonder if I could be carpooling with someone.
I'm Brian Fisher, and this is The Daily J. The Michigan House recently passed a bill that would add high-occupancy vehicle lanes, also known as HOV or carpool lanes, to Michigan freeways as deemed necessary. But how do HOV lanes work? Mark DeBay, a senior project manager for the Michigan Department of Transportation, fills us in.
HOV lanes are high-occupancy vehicle lanes that Michigan is looking to implement. First HOV lanes in the state of Michigan. High-occupancy vehicle lanes, they've been around for a long time. They've been an innovative and integral element of the national transportation system since these lanes were first introduced, which has been over 40 years. So we're really looking to add a new mobility option in Michigan to help us manage traffic. You know, specifically, you know, the first ones we would look to implement are on the I-75 corridor in Oakland County. HOV lanes are really a congestion management tool or strategy to help, you know, preserve mobility, maintain trip reliability, improve capacity within a corridor. HOV lanes are high, just like the name implies, high occupancy vehicle lanes. So typically restricted to during hours of operation, vehicles with two or more people.
As Mark stated, if the bill passes, I-75 will be the first freeway to receive a carpool lane. But how will this be implemented? Will they just repurpose one of the current lanes? Mark says no.
If we look at, you know, I-75 corridor in Oakland County, which is where we're hoping to implement the first HOV lanes, that construction has been going on for quite a while. It's been broken into three phases of construction, segments 1, 2, and 3. And over the course of, you know, since 2016, when we began rebuilding the corridor, we have added and widened for an additional inside lane or median lane, so adjacent to the barrier wall. In this scenario, there'll be the same amount of general purpose lanes before, and then there'll be an additional inside lane, a fourth lane, which will be the HOV lane.
In fact, if you drive down I-75 now and look at the inside shoulder along the median wall, you'll notice how wide it is. Mark told me that shoulder is so wide because that is where the HOV lane will go if the bill becomes law. The next voice you will hear will be of Megan Owens, the executive director of Transportation Riders United, and she believes that the addition of carpool lanes will benefit everyone in Michigan and is something MDOT has been wanting to do for a long time.
I think there'll be a positive for Michigan drivers by enabling more people to move through, especially during busy times. If it becomes a little easier for people who are on buses or multiple people sharing a vehicle, you can actually move a lot more people through any particular place by having things like HOV lanes there. Now, this was actually put in, sort of funny that they're waiting until now to address the legislation, because these have been part of MDOT's plans for I-75 for several years, that the new lanes that are being put in are specifically these HOV lanes. So none of the lanes that have been there for years and decades are being taken away or changed. So it's just the new lanes that are added will be specifically, during rush hour times, will be specifically for vehicles carrying more than one person, as well as for emergency vehicles, motorcycles, etc.
While the proposed HOV lanes are designed to reduce rush hour traffic, US 23 actually introduced what they call a flex lane a few years ago. How are carpool lanes different from the flex lane? Back to Mark.
What the flex lane does is during peak hours, it opens up the inside shoulder to an additional lane. So therefore, only during peak hour, you have an additional lane of capacity. So the HOV lane will be restricted to HOV vehicles, people meeting the eligibility requirements, mainly the 2+ in a vehicle during peak hour. So it'd be like around the same times as the flex lane, you know, weekdays, morning peak and afternoon peak. But outside of that, the lane will be open and used for any vehicle on I-75 with our normal standard shoulder. There will be a fourth lane that is available for use all day, every day. It's just we're going to restrict the use to high occupancy vehicles during peak hour congestion times.
So while the flex lane is only open during peak hours, the carpool lane will be open to everyone and restricted during those same peak hours. But won't that annoy single drivers during traffic? Here's Megan again.
There's no doubt that some people will be annoyed, and there may be points in time where traffic is moving a little quicker in those HOV lanes than in the regular traffic. But hopefully that gets people to pause and think, I wonder if I could be carpooling with someone. I wonder if I could take transit.
In fact, encouraging people to carpool so they can use that lane and return home faster is kind of the point.
From the transportation planning perspective, it's a pro. I think that for transportation behavior in general, you have to give some sort of carrots to change people's behaviors, right? So this is a carrot to all of those who are trying to commute together and potentially reduce carbon out there to basically try and reduce single occupancy vehicles. Just a carrot to allow those folks to travel faster.
Gotcha. The idea of the HOV lane is almost supposed to be an encouragement to people to not drive single, but to drive together, because then you might be able to get where you're going faster.
Exactly.
That was Michelle Fedorowicz, and she is the Transportation Planning Manager for the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments. According to Michelle, one of the reasons they're incentivizing drivers with HOV lanes is because Michigan has a high rate of single drivers, and more cars equals more traffic.
The whole idea with Metro Detroit is that we're very single occupancy vehicle oriented. I think the statistics are like 85 or 90% of the folks in Metro Detroit drive just by themselves. That's higher than the national average. I think the national average is around 75, 76%. So trying to introduce other modes, transit, rideshare, all of those things to try and get our drive alone numbers down.
Some people will not be happy with the idea of restricting the additional lane, regardless of any kind of incentive. But Megan argues that simply adding lanes doesn't solve traffic, but that it can actually create more.
One of the reasons we think this is important is that despite what your gut reaction might be, adding a lane to a highway doesn't in the long term improve traffic flow. There's something called induced demand, and the more space you make on the road, the more cars fill it up. And so when you add new lanes to a road, it actually not only do you have to deal with several years of construction traffic like we've been dealing with, but then within 5 years, all of that extra space is filled up. So this is a way to enable more flow through of vehicles, even if with the same number of vehicles.
There is one last hurdle to this: enforcement. How will police be able to make sure that the HOV lane is only being used by carpools during rush hour? Here's Mark one last time.
We've been having a lot of conversations with the enforcement agencies, the local enforcement agencies and the state police. And state police is going to take the lead on the enforcement. And like you said, someone's going to have to be out there and monitor the lane. And one thing we did through the design and construction of the corridor is we did build in the median enforcement areas. So there's areas built in where law enforcement officers can safely sit in the median, be able to monitor and see the HOV lane. And then, when they do violate or someone using the lane that's not eligible, there's also going to be areas built in within the median to allow room for them to pull them over and still be out of the HOV lane.
If the bill passes, HOV lanes could begin popping up on freeways in Michigan, starting with I-75. If they do, driving with friends, family, or colleagues might get you to your destination faster. Thanks to Mark Dubé, Megan Owens, and Michelle Fedorowicz for lending their expertise to this episode. And as always, this episode would not be possible without WWJ's digital team. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Make sure you don't miss out on new episodes of The Daily J by subscribing using the Odyssey app or get it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Brian Fisher, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.